gonna. Oh, actually, I was going to talk about my story, but I'll do that afterwards. So, I am the creator of the Human Mastery Experience. And the reason that I am the creator of that is because I very much incarnated into this lifetime to master my own human experience. And I can tell you all about that in a minute, which will make sense when I tell you about my story. And a lot of the things that I've worked through is escaping my own mind and body prison. And I identified with having generalized and social anxiety for most of my adult life, probably up until about 4 years ago. And a lot of the reason why I identified with having social and generalized anxiety is because I had a lot of conditioning and programming placed onto me by my parents to be a certain person in the world, to show up as a certain person, to always care about what other people thought above what I thought of myself, always to do the right thing. And basically, I just got molded into this person that I wasn't. And I just completely lost my identity. I didn't know who I was. And so I didn't ever want to socialize with anybody because I felt so uncomfortable being around people because I just wasn't able to be myself. I didn't even know who I was. And so I basically also lived over a decade of my life in a really hedonistic lifestyle as well, taking drugs and alcohol every weekend for about 12 years of my life. And the reason that I did this is because I was trying to escape reality. I was trying to escape being in my own body because the anxiety was debilitating. It was every single day, my heart would be racing, my palms would be sweating, my thoughts would be racing, I would just be tense and heavy. And it just prevented me from being able to relax. It prevented me being able to do anything really to perform my job properly. And so, because I'd been conditioned so much to be this person, I wanted to escape that because it just felt so shit to be that person and so uncomfortable. And so, the way that I did that was to rebel. And so, I turned to drugs and alcohol because they made me feel confident and they made me escape that feeling that I kind of felt in my body every single day. But on the other hand, it also made everything worse because my mom was always like, you must do the right thing, don't do the wrong things because what are people going to think? And so I was living like a lie. I was living like a double life because I was trying to escape who I was and doing drugs and alcohol. And I was in a relationship with a narcissist for 6 years that was really volatile. There's some domestic abuse that went on. And so I just turned to drugs and alcohol even more to escape that. And so I was living like this double life where because I'd trained to be a lawyer, I'd got a law career. And so I was going to work every day, putting my suit on, pretending to be this person that I know now I wasn't anyway. Again, it was just something that I did because my parents said, oh, you know, it's really well respected to be a lawyer and you'll earn lots of money and blah, blah, blah. And so I became more and more disconnected from who I was and my truth, more and more disconnected from my body. And so it just created this, you know, my mind just wouldn't stop. My mind is just full of thoughts and emotions every single day, beliefs about who I believed that I was. And it just manifested in my body. And it was so bad that, yeah, I turned to the drugs and alcohol. So I got to a point where I plucked up the courage to leave my last relationship, and that was about 5 years ago. And from that day, I decided to leave the relationship, leave the person that I'd become behind, and also leave that, you know, the hedonistic lifestyle behind as well. And it wasn't until I met my current partner, who I'm with now, I met him 6 months later. It wasn't until I met him that that kind of highlighted how bad I'd got, really, and how low my self-esteem was, how low my confidence was in myself and how much I'd just become a lost soul, basically. I'd just completely lost all connection to any my identity and who I was. And it was at that point, really, that I felt that I had to do something about it, because I could no longer turn to the drugs and the alcohol to escape from things. And so I ended up going to the doctors. No, I didn't actually. First of all, I thought, I've got to do something about this, and I want to do it in a way where I was being drawn by something and I didn't know what it was, but I know it was my soul now. I know it was my true essence that was guiding me. And I was being guided to take matters into my own hands and see what I could do to learn more about myself. Because I think up until that point in my life, I'd lived my life constantly, externally, focusing all of my time and energy on what other people thought of me. I just didn't even know who I was. So I started reading books on anxiety. I started dipping my toes into the spiritual side of things. I started yoga, journaling, all of the things that you can think of, you know, any holistic healing modalities. I tried all of that. And I only got so far, and I got to a point where I just couldn't move forward, and I felt stuck. And I just got to a point where I tried so hard to fight how I was feeling, but I just couldn't move past it. And so I then started to feel a bit depressed, and I ended up going to the doctors, and I did go on to some medication for a short period of time. And so I then tried the conventional route of seeing a counsellor, taking the medication. I did cognitive behavioural therapy, all of that kind of thing. But that didn't, the medication just numbs you at the end of the day. It doesn't get to the root of the problem. And I knew that it wasn't the answer to just be turning to something else where, you know, I was relying on something else to just numb the problem and, you know, not face up to it, which is what I've done for the last 12 years of my life. So I did all of that and then realised, well, I just ended up back where I started, basically. And I thought, well, if this is what the health system offers to people who have got anxiety and depression, and it doesn't work, what can we do to make that work? And so that's when I started working with a coach, a mindset coach and a spiritual teacher. And she helped me to really connect back into my body, to be honest. She helped me to understand that the beliefs that I was carrying around weren't necessarily my beliefs. They were somebody else's beliefs, and they were my mom's beliefs, and I was taking all of that on as my own. She helped me to undo all of that, and she helped me to understand my emotions on a deeper level and understand myself. And that's when I realized that I was an empath, which a light bulb went off, because I was like, oh my God, this makes so much sense as to why I'm so sensitive to other people's energy, why I always felt different to other people. And so I worked with her for 10 months. And I think it was probably towards the end of that that it opened up the door to my soul's purpose, which is what I'm doing now. And I always knew I wanted to help people, but I didn't know in what capacity, because I'm a bit of a rebel. I don't like to conform. I don't like to follow rules. And I didn't want to do it in a way where I was bound by the rules as such. And so that's when I kind of started working in my business. I've been in my business for about 18 months now, but I haven't worked with men. I've worked with women in the past. And it's only through some further work, self-development that I've just done, where I've really dived to the depths of my psyche. Actually, with my mentor was Leanne, who you've just done an interview with, Leanne Juliet. And so that was really when I understood what my genius was, and that I'm here to master the human experience, and I'm here to help other people to master their emotions. And so it was a big step for me. So going back to your question, that's why I had to explain all of that, to kind of understand that I, because of the things that I've been through and because of all of the commitment that I've made to myself in my self-development, that's opened up the doors to me to understand who I'm here to work with. And so with the men, I feel a very, very deep connection to men that are in the public eye, that have status, because I know that those men, some of those men, are living a life where they might have luxuries outside of themselves, and they have this pressure to show up as a certain person, but they're actually very, very bored, uninspired, and very, very unhappy inside, because they're not actually living their truth and their life. So what I help them to do is I help them to relight that spark, the internal spark, but I help them to do it in a way by finding equilibrium in the mind, body, and spirit, because my body is actually my gift. And that's one of the reasons why I felt things so very deeply for all of those years and didn't realize why I felt things so deeply. And so I help them to do that. So I help them with being able to free themselves from the mind-body prison, which in itself is highly, highly transformational. And it's through energetic mastery. It's through, you know, energetic emotional mastery. That's what I'm a pioneer in. That's what I'm a maverick in. But what that also does is the experience that they get, it opens up the doors to their purpose as well. So it's just like complete luxury, if you like.
I took a lot of notes. So at what point did you realize that you didn't want to be a lawyer anymore?
I've probably known that I didn't want to be a lawyer for maybe the past 12 months to 2 years. I only left my career in December last year. I was doing my business part-time and left my career in December, just before Christmas. And I knew, it was funny really, because there was a pattern, and I worked at 6 different law firms over the 10 years. And I've always had a problem with authority. I've never liked being told what to do. And actually that's another lesson that I've had to kind of overcome, and something that I have just overcome very, very recently actually. But that's to do with energy from a past life that I was kind of bringing through, and there was a bit of a pattern. But it was like I'd go to a job and I'd be working there, but the whole time, bearing in mind I didn't have this awareness that my body was my gift, my body would just be, it'd just be like this restriction in my stomach, and my body would just be like so physically uncomfortable. It was like my body was talking to me and screaming at me, saying this situation isn't right for you. And there would always be something with somebody that I get on with people, but I would always, whether it this was me that was creating it or something, I don't know, or because I had this issue with authority, but there would always be something that it just didn't work out at that particular firm. And I would move on. And this was a bit of a pattern, really. I'd probably stay somewhere for a maximum of 2 years. Mm. And then I'd move on. And really, the last firm that I went to, if I didn't have a soul's purpose to do what I'm doing now, I probably would have stayed there, because it was the best firm that I worked at in my career. But I also feel like it was a better time for me, because I'd done a lot of the inner work and I'd shifted a lot of the energy, and I understood myself on a deeper level, so I could actually understand where patterns and things were showing up at work. I knew for quite a long time, and I'd been itching to kind of leave, and my intuition nudged me in September last year and said it was just one day, it's time, you've got to leave, kind of thing. And it was pretty scary, obviously, with the pandemic, so it didn't make any sense. But yeah, I went with it, and here I am. So,
would you consider yourself a coach?
I don't really like the word coach. I'm a mentor. I'm a guide. I'm a spiritual facilitator. I'm somebody that what my genius desires is to create deep and meaningful connections and relationships, and to work with somebody for 12 months where we can really build that relationship. And that I can see that person for who they are, and that person can feel that they can just be themselves, like they've never been able to be themselves before. They've never been able to express their truth. And so, yeah, I don't kind of like to label myself as a coach, because I find it a bit 3D kind of thing, whereas there's a lot more to it for me with what I do. So
it's interesting that you would say that. You know, I could almost guess that you wouldn't want to associate with the word, because what you do, you know, in the moment when you were speaking, I came to a realization that before now, you know, when there were issues in the world with people personally, we send them to a therapist or send them to rehab or something. Like, we send them to either of 2-3 places, you know, and now we send all of these people to these therapies or the other 2 institutions, and they're like, okay, what do we do with you here? And they're around it. I mean, they are amazing people. They do they're the best. Yeah. You know, they give their all, you know, they're
there. They do.
And they're really saying, okay, you know, but some of these things are beyond the scope of what the traditional, you know, institutions laid out for helping people on personal matters are. And now you have, you know, you're saying that's 3D, you know, it's beyond this 3D, you know, there's a larger scope, and it takes courage to come out and speak, you know.
It does.
That was the first thing I was thinking about. I said the courage it takes, you know, to come out and speak, and, you know, it's a silent river, you know, it's a silent.
Yeah.
River.
Yeah.
It's not trying to be rebellious. It just says truth.
Yeah. But
the action goes against what is known, you know, so yeah. There is resistance, but in spite of that, you're saying, look, this is my message to you, and I'm going to stand by that. I'm going to make that purpose my business.
Yeah,
and that is powerful. So it's really great to hear your story and how you came to this realization. Yeah. So you settled with you say you have a deep connection with men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so right now, what would you say is your relationship with authority? Yeah.
You know, it's funny, really, because I've only literally last week overcome this lesson that I've just been telling you about. Now, this lesson has been showing up. And do you know much about astrology?
I know a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I've just done a blog post on this, actually, because the full moon on Sunday was in Libra and my 12th house. And also, that's where my south node is. It's in Libra in my 12th house, which is, it's all about balance and equilibrium and justice and order. And that was kind of a pattern that I brought into this lifetime that prevented me from stepping into my purpose. Because on the flip side of my south node, my north node is in Aries, which is to be a leader. So because I embodied this energy of trying to please others and keep the balance and keep the peace at the expense of my own happiness and my own truth, when the energy of my north node and the Aries and the leader came through, it kind of came through as if I was being a little bit aggressive and a little bit ego-y. And I think the problem that I had with authority was finding the balance between these two energies, because I wanted to please, but it felt icky to do that. I wanted to lead, but I had a lot of unschooling to do with the things that I was carrying around before I could confidently embody that energy of being a leader and coming from, you know, a confident, expansive place, but also doing it from a heart-centered place as well. And so I think because I was battling against myself with these two energies playing out in my life, I just feel like, because I know I'm here to be a leader and I'm a maverick and, you know, there isn't a blueprint for me to follow, and it can be tough at times. It's been really tough for me. And like I say, working with Liam was something that was had been on the cards for over 12 months. We're like really good friends as well. And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be in this position that I'm in now and understand myself on that kind of level. And I wouldn't be working through continually learning these lessons and flipping that energy around if it wasn't for that. But yeah, I think that with authority now, I kind of had that realization that, wow, you're like, you know, it's understanding that you've got to find the balance between leading in your soul's purpose and also being a human at the same time, which is makes me laugh because I'm here to master the human experience. So again, it's another lesson for me that I've overcome so I can understand my human experience better. And the other thing as well that I realized that what I wasn't doing was I was dismissing people and I was dismissing things that were not any value to me. And I was doing this subconsciously because of this energy of like wanting to lead and knowing where I was going. But at the same time, that became a bit dark because I wasn't connecting with people and I wasn't creating the relationships that I knew I was here to create. And so, yeah, it's just a big lesson, really, that literally only last week that I've overcome. And I would say now that I feel a lot lighter and I kind of feel like I really want to connect with people now. And, you know, there's always going to be authority to some extent. There is, you know, at the end of the day, there is. And, you know, it's kind of made me think to myself as well that whatever I do in my life, I want to give 100% to that. And I have to learn to value what I don't value in order to value what I do value, if that makes sense. So, yeah, it's flipped quite a lot with me, you know, kind of how I see authority now.
Oh, authority. So... With the men that come, is that something you help them with?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I haven't worked with a man yet. I haven't worked with a man. I've only worked with women. This has been something that has, with me working with Leanne with over these 3 months, I knew it was about 12 months ago and I kept getting nudges and things coming through. It's men that you've got to work with. It's men that you've got to work with. But I think until I made the decision to leave my career last year, I had to leave my career to create the energetic space for me to be able to understand and do some further work to understand. Because with spirituality, and I don't even like to really say spirituality, but with a journey where you're connecting to your soul and you're looking past the 3D and you're looking deeper, it is very hard for people like me to actually know straight away what it is you're here to do. You have an idea. At first I was identifying as a mind body soul coach, but I think until you really really get to the depths of your psyche and you really understand yourself, that was my journey anyway. I didn't fully know what it was. And I have worked with women and I've created massive impact in their lives and massive transformation. And I'm not saying that I wouldn't work with women now, but what I'm being called to do is really, really focused on men. And that's what I feel called to do, is to work with men, to help them, because there's also, there is a stigma attached on that for men, because men feel that they can't open up as much and they can't show their emotions as much. And you know, it's easy for them to put on this mask and these suits and everyone thinks, oh, they're fine, you know, and they just show up. But inside, you know, they're just screaming because they're just not being who they are and they're not living the truth. And, you know, they can have all the money in the world. They could have all the luxuries in the world. They could have the status, or they could have a really successful career. But there's still something missing. There's still something inside that's missing. And that's what I help them to do, to reconnect back into their body and to find that balance. And yeah, to create the energetic room to actually get to know who they are properly.
Oh, I love what you do.
Thank you.
So you recently decided to want to work with men now, and that has been your, that's been the new focus.
Yes.
But you're yet to work with any man yet.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, we could help you. We could show you how to do that. You know, that's easy. So you have fully decided on men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Definitely. Yeah. I've even written to somebody that I felt a connection to. He's a professional boxer, and I felt a connection to him last year when I saw him on telly. And I've actually written to him directly, but obviously it's one of those things, you know, I can only put it to him and leave it to the universe. And if we work together, we work together. But it's that kind of, you know, I sense things and I feel things, and I feel a really deep connection to him. So, yeah.
Mm. I mean, you're on the right path. Like, I really believe in what you're doing.
Thank you.
So now when they come to you, what would they get? You know, what would you do for them?
Yeah. So I have got three different options to work with me at the moment. So I offer a 90-minute one-to-one consultation with somebody. That's more so if somebody comes to me, it can also give them the opportunity to kind of see what I do. But what we do in that particular session is we would focus on one particular area of their life that is energetically, emotionally really holding them back from being the best version of themselves. It could be holding them back at work. It could be holding them back in a relationship. And what we would do is we would really, really dive deep into the energetics of that. And I would let them know where that came from, that emotion, why that emotion is there. And we would dismantle that at the root, and they would have the tools to be able to deal with anything like that going forward. So I'm very much about getting to the root. I don't like band-aids and things like that are just, you know, that this going back to the system. The system is very much based on codependency, because people are in a circle of being, they're relying on someone else to make them feel better. So they're relying on medication, or they're relying on a counsellor, or they're relying on just any healing modality. They're relying on that next fix to make themselves feel better. But then they're left to go back out into the big wide world, and they don't have the tools to be able to deal with it, because they don't understand why it's there in the first place. You see, everything that is offered to people is just a band-aid. That's all it is. And I'm very much about getting to the root of the problem, which is why people have such big, big transformation. And then the second one that I do is, it's like a half day intensive. So they can do a half day session with me. And that would be where we set out a roadmap. So we would look at every single area of their life. We would look at what's holding them back energetically, emotionally, mentally, and we would work on all of those areas, and we would set out a roadmap and provide them with the tools so they would leave and be able to understand themselves on a really, really deep level, and they'd be able to go out and start implementing those things into their life. They would have the tools in order to start shifting some of those emotions and some of those energies. So it's really about getting them to understand themselves like they've never understood themselves before, really going inwards and shifting some of that energy, so that kind of creates a ripple effect on their life then. And then the third option, which is one that I absolutely just love, I just love long, long, deep containers with people. They can work with me over 12 months. And that is basically like a luxurious experience, really. It's where they get the opportunity to, I just have an open diary, so they can, when they feel that they want to book a session in with me, they'll let me know, we'll book a session in, we can do some one-to-ones. They have full access to me on Voxer. So when things are coming up in their life, they can hop on, they can leave me a message, we deal with it there and then. And really, it's all of the things that I've just discussed, but it's over a long period of time. So it's just, their life's just going to go boom. It's literally not just going to completely transform who they are as a person, energetically, emotionally, spiritually. They're going to create a connection to themselves. It's life changing. And because they'll come to me with something specific that's holding them back, but the reason why it's a luxe experience is because they get so much more than that, and it opens up the door to their purpose. They get so much more, and something that they're not going to get with anybody else anywhere in the world. So
okay, so for those that want to work with you, how can they reach it? You know, is there a special process, or how can they contact you?
It's by application, the one-to-one work is. So obviously, if somebody was interested in working with me, I am available across also social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, and also they can get in touch with me through my website as well, which is www.thehumanmasteryexperience.com. And they just need to reach out to me, and I'll be happy to have a chat with them. If they wanted to go, you know, it was the deeper work, I can send them some information. And there's an application form that people can complete, just so I know that we'd be the right fit. And if not, I can obviously advise them with perhaps somewhere else they could go, or some things that they could start to do in the meantime, or perhaps somebody else. That's how I kind of work the one-to-one work.
Okay. So you said something about energetics. What is that?
So, good question. I like this. Energy is everything is energy at the end of the day. And the way that I always describe this to people is that, say if I was talking to me 4 years ago, completely the most unconscious person, wrapped up in a world of drugs and alcohol and whatever else in a bad way. If someone would have said to me, you know, like, what does energy mean to you? I'd have just been like, I haven't got a clue. But the way that I describe it is, when you meet someone and there's a vibe between you, you know, when people say that vibe, that's all energy. So, this is something that I've experienced a lot through my life, and I've experienced it because I'm meant to understand it really deeply. Some people I would feel right around, and we'd be vibing and we'd be talking. I'd be like, oh, I really like them. I feel really comfortable around them. And then other people would really trigger me, or other people I'd feel really uncomfortable around, because that's all energy. And we all have an energetic blueprint and an energetic makeup. It's like the clients that I'm here to work with, we already have a contract signed to work together. It's an energetic blueprint. It's just, we need to find each other. And so that's the best way to describe how that works. But with an energetic business, it is completely different to a mainstream business. Like my partner, he's got an electrical business, and he's had a business for 20 odd years. And I've got a business that's based on energetics. And he has tried to advise me how to do certain things in my business, but that just doesn't work for my business because it's based on energy. So my business is very much based on me. So it's how I show up, it's how I word things, how I market to people. And if my energy isn't in the right place, then there's no point in me putting a post out, because they're going to feel my energy in those words. So it's all very much based on there already being the energetic soul contract, the energetic blueprint with these people. And it very much comes down to me and the work that I do, the inner work that I do, the energy work that I do. And that's why I've had to do quite a lot of work myself first to get to the point that I am now, to make sure that, you know, I'm showing up in the best way that I can. So it is a difficult question to answer. It is hard to explain, but it's just something that you kind of know. It's just a feeling. And as somebody that's got an energetic business, you know that it's based on your energy and how you are and how you're showing up.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much for your story and what you do.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Look forward to having you back again soon. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.